Good day to you. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you today's summary of the most relevant financial news on this Thursday, December 25th, 2025, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Starting off with news on consumer confidence, it seems Australian shoppers are becoming more cautious towards the end of the year. The Westpac Melbourne Institute Index shows a decline of 9% to 94.5 in December, drew back from the optimism we observed in the previous month. The unexpected rise in the third quarter's inflation and strong consumer price index data in October have stoked concerns amongst consumers. Though the Reserve Bank of Australia has kept the cash rate steady at 3.6%, the fear of future interest rates is driving down consumer sentiment. With a pessimistic outlook on both the short and long-term economy, analysts are urging businesses and consumers to reassess budgets and strategies in light of growing economic uncertainties. In the housing sector, changes are on the horizon. Starting February 1, 2026, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, has announced that banks will be limited to issuing a maximum of 20% of new high-risk home loans. This new policy targets loans with high debt-to-income ratios of 6 times or more, with currently 4% of owner-occupied and 10% of investor loans breaching this threshold. This early intervention aims to secure stability for our financial system. Home loan borrowers are therefore encouraged to manage their debt-to-income ratios carefully and seek financial advice. Moving on to the Reserve Bank of Australia's strategy, the RBA maintains its cautious approach towards inflationary pressures by keeping the cash rate at 3.6% through the following year. Despite recent data showing inflation at 3.2%, breaching the RBA's target range of between 2 and 3%, our economic performance remains strong. But the steady loan repayments mean careful budget management is in order for the average consumer and investor. Finally, the Australian caravan industry is dealing with notable turbulence. Queensland-based luxury caravan manufacturer Zone RV has entered voluntary administration, affecting 250 employees and numerous customers. This follows previous collapses in the industry and epitomizes the challenges faced due to rising manufacturing costs, supply chain issues, and an overstock post-COVID-19. Buyers should be particularly cautious, ensuring they research manufacturers' stability and scrutinize warranty details before purchases. That's all for today's news wrap. Stay informed and keep track of these updates, which may have critical impacts on your superannuation, insurance, finance, and money management decisions. To delve deeper into these topics, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estrotori, and it's been a pleasure sharing today's financial news highlights with you. Stay confident, aware, and financially savvy, Australia.